clap as the band works their way to the stage. They're backstage working their way to the stage. They'll get there eventually. They may have to take a left turn and then go out there. Hello, Cleveland! Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents, the Druids. I just can't.
And everybody's playing bass.
Yes.
You know?
It's just satiric genius at its best.
Yeah.
I mean, like you know, like Airplane and, you know, Blazing Saddles and all that stuff. You got parody, you know. That's parody, and it's, you know, to some extent, it's got the same type of feel as, like, a slapstick or, like,
it's coarser. Yeah.
Yes, coarser, and it has a little bit more of a ham-handed feel to it, where things like Spinal Tap, which, by the way, they announced that Spinal Tap is getting a sequel.
What?
Yes.
Oh,
that's what
I'm telling you. I'm learning
Tap.
This in real time.
Really?
I am so excited. Oh, man.
The entire cast.
Oh, thank God. Thank
and
goodness.
Rob Reiner.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dude, this is going to be fantastic. So the and here's the thing. The story is that, and if you're a Spinal Tap fan, give me a call, 844-967-2789, or text in 844-967-2789.
A mighty wind.
A mighty wind. So the first of all, Spinal Tap is made of the actors Michael McKean, Harry Shearer, and Christopher Guest. I don't know if you know those three people, but they are everybody.
If you've ever seen The Simpsons.
If you've ever seen The Simpsons, Harry Shearer is Mr. Burns. He's Flanders.
He's everybody.
He's about a quarter of the characters on there. Plus, he's in like a whole bunch of movies. Christopher Guest was Chevy Chase's roommate at Bard College. He went to, he was in Saturday Night Live. He was one of those guys, you know, he did the thing with Billy Crystal. Hey, you know when I took one of those ball peen hammers? Yeah, and I just shoved it underneath my toenail. Yeah, I hate it when that happens. He was that guy. If you remember Martin Short doing the synchronized swimming, he was with Martin. He was the other guy with Martin Short. Christopher Guest is amazing. If you don't know him, you should look. He was a six-figured man in Princess Bride. And Michael McKean, of course, was Lenny in Laverne and Shirley and Happy Days as well. So that guy has been in, I think, like 263 movies. I looked at his IMDb today. It is amazing. That guy is in everything. He's also been on this program before because he's Mr. Green in Clue, and I use that line all the time. I'm gonna go home and sleep with my wife. That's Michael McKean. So anyway, these three guys, they also did Christopher Guest did a series of other satire type of movies, one of them which is a Mighty Wind about folk music, and the entire band of Spinal Tap, which is supposed to be this heavy metal band, reformed as the Folksmen. I don't know if they're supposed to be the same characters, but they were the Folksmen. They're not the same characters, but they're the Folksmen, and that's what you heard at the end of the first segment here.
Yeah, and it's in the same vein as Spinal Tap, that really, really, really wonderful satire. It's just so delightful.
Oh. Where the characters believe in what they're doing. You know, they are honestly and true. Like, I think the biggest one was Best in Show, the dog show one. And everybody in it is like devastated. It really, really invested in things, even though with ridiculous circumstances sometimes and people act ridiculous, it's justified by the way that they carry it off as this is who, because they're just, they try to be regular people.
Actual treasures of comedy. I mean, the definition of comedy to sort of my generation, you know, not other people my age, but my sort of generation. It's the pinnacle of quality comedy.
Yeah. So the story is that basically Spinal Tap, for the new movie, right? Spinal Tap has broken up or has done a bunch of like regular tours or whatever. And their old manager, who is played by Tony Hendra, by the way, Tony Hendra was a writer, originally came up with National Lampoon's The Magazine. And I believe he worked with Saturday Night Live. He wrote for them as well and did a whole bunch of things. But Tony Hendra, who actually just died, he in the plot dies, and they have to come together to do a show together, and they it's about them coming together and figuring out how to do a show together when they've not talked in several years. And of course, you can see how turning it up to 11 would be amazing.
Oh man, that made my day. Made my day.
Oh,
I'm
dude,
really
Spinal Tap Man is coming back. And I mean, it's just some of the best.
And I trust them to do it justice. That's the thing. Just because I really, really dug something back in the day, I don't want a sequel just because. I truly believe.
They put out a second album.
Oh yeah.
And it was and some people might say it was too well produced and almost too good to be
Spinal Tap, sure.
But do you know who played on that? You know who they got as a guitarist to play on that album? A young man in the late 80s named Slash. Slash is on that album, the second.
Of course he is.
Yeah. I think his Break Like the Wind is what it's called. That's amazing. So this one, and everybody asked them like over and over again, hey guys, when are you going to do it? When are you going to do a sequel? When are you going to do a sequel? And they're like, nah, never made sense. You can't force it or whatever, but you have to make it until a story that made sense happened. They didn't want to force it, and I think now is just perfect timing to go and do it. I don't know. It like even the era in which it was released, like the late 70s, is when it happened. That was kind of the end of an era of some sort, and now 40 years later, it's kind of the end of another era too, of that almost exact era. You know, and I think it's perfect timing. I think it's great. I think they'll do it justice. And I'm hoping that Ed Begley Jr. gets back in there somehow. He always manages a way to get in there. Can't have Fred Willard in there, but I hope he, you get a... That whole movie is full of so many great things. So
it's like the cast is 40 people deep, and they're all amazing.
That is in the National Archives as a piece of our culture.
Damn right. Damn right it is.
Well, the band hasn't found their way to the stage yet, but they'll get there. That actually is a true story that happened.
It's happened hundreds of times.
Yeah, but it happened to Tom Petty.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he got lost backstage. We'll talk more serious stuff on the other side.